The Book of Sirach, Chapter 7. Do not do evil to yourself, and evil will not overtake you. Keep far from iniquity, and it will turn away from you. Do not knowingly plow against a brother, or else you will reap it sevenfold. Do not seek dominion from God, or likewise a seat of honor from a king. Do not justify yourself before a king, and before a king, do not make yourself wise. Do not seek to be a ruler if you do not have the strength to make pride cease, or else you will be afraid of the noble and allow unjust gain in your integrity. Do not cause your condemnation in the gates of the congregation, and you will not cause your fall in the assembly. Do not conspire to sin twice, for in one you will not go unpunished. Do not be stressed in the service of work, for it has been allotted by God. Do not be in a hurry to intercede in disputes, and in deciding who is right, do not be angry. Do not despise a common man who is in bitterness of spirit. Remember that there is one who lifts up and brings low. Do not plow violence against a brother, and so against a fellow man and friend together. Do not delight to tell lie upon lie, for the expectation from that will not be pleasant. Do not reveal a secret in the congregation of princes, and do not repeat what you heard from interceding in a dispute. Do not reckon yourself among the men of the people. Remember, if they cause trouble, do not be angry. Exceedingly bring pride low, for the expectation of common man is the maggot. Do not exchange a friend for a price, nor lend a brother for the gold of Ophir. Do not despise a prudent wife, and a well-favored wife is above rubies. Do not afflict a slave who serves faithfully, or likewise a hired worker who gives his soul. A slave who deals wisely, love as your own soul. Do not withhold freedom from him. Do you have a beast? Keep your eyes on it, and if it is trustworthy, establish it. Do you have sons? Instruct them, and marry wives to them in their youth. Do you have daughters? Guard their flesh, and do not cause your face to shine toward them. Give away a daughter, and a concern will go away. But give her to a noble man of understanding. Do you have a wife? Do not be disgusted by her. But a woman who is an enemy, do not trust in her. With all your heart, honor your father. And do not forget the birth pangs of your mother. Remember that except through them you would not have been born. So what will you give back to them compared to what they gave to you? With all your soul, fear God, and sanctify his priests. With all your might, love him who made you. And do not forsake his ministers. Glorify God and honor the priest, and give their portion as you were commanded, the bread of the first fruits, and the heave offering of the hand, and the sacrifices of righteousness, and the heave offering of the holy things. And likewise to the needy, hold out your hand, so that your blessing may be complete. Show grace as a gift in the sight of all the living. And likewise to the dead, do not deny kindness. Do not put off those who weep, but mourn with those who mourn. Do not take away your heart from a friend, because by doing this you will be loved. With all your works remember the end, and you will never be destroyed.